This morning's message comes from the Gospel according to John. It's found in chapter 10 and begins with verse 22. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word. Please be seated. I met Angie at the first offering of the contemporary worship service that we had started at the church in Iowa. She was not who I'd hoped or expected the service would attract. She was probably in her mid-50s, short, heavy, talked really slow. As the weeks went by, I got to talk with Angie a little more, either before or after each service. And one day, during the middle of the week, she called me on the phone and told me in a rather matter-of-fact way that she was paranoid schizophrenic and that she heard voices quite regularly. She went on to tell me how much she liked the service because she was very uncomfortable in large groups, and the church was close enough to her house so that she could walk. I expressed affirmation for her honesty, and that I appreciated the fact that she felt she could trust me and that she felt it was safe to tell me these things about herself. Angie was there almost every Saturday night. She shared with me how one of her daughters wouldn't come around her and would barely even speak to her on the phone. Sometimes Angie would call me up at the church and she would say hi, and then she'd just kind of sit there on the phone and listen. And I would talk to her, I'd ask her questions. She'd let me know if it was a particularly difficult day, if the voices were louder. I'd ask her what she was doing to take care of herself, when she would see her doctor next. The conversations were sometimes painfully slow for me, but despite my urge to cut her off and move on to something that seemed more interesting or important, I waited, talked, and listened. When I was a younger woman, I may well have cut her off after the first conversation and avoided her, either out of selfish boredom or out of fear and misunderstanding. But I found that with a few more years, some pain and loss and broken relationships of my own, I was able to stand beside Angie, to listen, and to see her as a sister in Christ. In the short time I knew her, Angie taught me a thing or two, this woman whose mental and physical wheels seemed to turn so slowly. She taught me to see a person as a person, not as an illness, whether it be mental illness, physical deformity, or anything else. See the person. She was not to be feared, but to be recognized for all her humanity and her holiness. For just as me, she was created in the image and likeness of God. We often talked on those phone calls about her voices. Now, again, I say, as a younger woman, I might have been tempted to run in the other direction from someone who told me that they heard voices. But the more I talked with her, the more I realized that we were not as different as I first thought. We both loved God. We both needed relationships, belonging, validation, to be valued and noticed. What's more, I found us to be alike and that I too struggled with voices. Now, before your own prejudice and fear take over, let me clarify. I am seldom paranoid, and I am not schizophrenic. But there are voices that try to draw me away from the one voice that I truly need to hear. Our gospel reading this morning from John is part of the Good Shepherd passage. Jesus says that he is the Good Shepherd, the one who tenderly cares for his sheep, who provides for their needs, protects them from danger, guides them to green pastures and still waters, who lays down his life for theirs. And in our passage, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." The thing I find about my own sheep self is that if I am listening to the Master's voice, nothing and no one can tear me away. But that is not to say that there aren't other voices out there, and that if I choose, I can follow them and wander from the fold. I think if each of us is honest, we all hear the voices that try and call us in other directions than where the shepherd would have us go. We struggle daily with voices of temptation. No one can tell that you can see the answers on her paper. You can copy her and get a better grade, and no one will know. You're alone in the store. No one is watching. If you walked out with that under your coat, no one would see. I remember a very powerful voice of temptation that I faced years ago. Ryan and I were in the early years of our marriage. No kids. Got to sleep in on Saturday mornings. We had purchased a reconditioned washing machine from Sears. But when they delivered it, it had a problem. It didn't work right. They couldn't resolve it. And so, as was their policy at the time, they replaced this used washer with a new one of comparable features and values at no additional charge. Now, in the chaos and confusion of installing and removing and installing again, somehow the charge didn't show up on our bill that month. And another month went by, and another, and I heard the voice. "You don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is keep quiet, and you've got a free washer. No one will ever know." But thanks be to God, a stronger voice prevailed. The voice of my husband saying, "That's stealing." They dealt honorably with us. We should do the same. Maybe you have your own memory, your own story of voices of temptation or voices of fear that say, "You'll never make it. Everyone will laugh at you. You'd be better off not to try. You're too old. You're too young." Or the voices of entitlement and self-centeredness that say, "They should appreciate me more. No one even thanked me for my work. If they can't show me better recognition than that, I'll just take my checkbook and go somewhere else." Or the voices of prejudice and judgment that say, "Look at that woman over there talking to herself. What a nutcase. Or look at that man over there crying. How pathetic." Or maybe you hear voices of self-defeat and self-pity. "Why me, God? Why do I have to have this thorn in my side? This illness, this wayward child, this cross to bear?" Those voices can be loud and powerful, like the siren song in the Odyssey that tries to lure us away from the one voice that we need to hear above all others. We will all hear the voices, and at times we will feel them pulling and tugging at us, and we are given the freedom to choose where to go. But we must not follow after these voices, for they can lead us to some dark and desperate places. Our passage this morning reminds us we know the voice that we need to listen to. We know that the Lord is our shepherd and guide. Another passage assigned to today's lectionary cycle was the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know how it goes. "He leads me beside still waters and restores my soul." We have a good shepherd, and we know his voice. We must tune our spirits and our ears to hear it above all others. And we do this by consistent worship, by regular prayer and studying God's Word. And when we listen only to God's voice, we cannot be snatched away. That is not to say that we won't have illness or trial or temptation. Psalm 23 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not fear." We will go through valleys and darkness, but we'll go with the shepherd rather than alone. And we'll go with his voice guiding us all the way. Jesus promised in our passage from John, "I give them eternal life and they will never perish," echoes the words of the psalmist, that even in the darkest moments, in the deepest valleys, if we turn to God and we listen and follow the shepherd's voice, nothing can snatch us away. We can be assured that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Speak, O shepherd of mine. Speak loud and strong, so that I may hear only you. Amen.